weaker. It's the devil is not increasing in his strength. There is nothing that can be theologically or biblically substantiated that will undergird the idea that somehow the devil's getting stronger. There's nothing in the word that says as time progresses, the devil will grow stronger. He has the same amount of strength he had from the moment that he breached his loyalty to the Almighty. He's not getting stronger. The problem in America, the church got weaker. The church got too politically correct. The church, even the Spirit-empowered church, I'm going to get in trouble now. Even the Holy Ghost church, the Spirit-empowered church, the charismatic church, the Pentecostal church, we say we are, but there are so many churches that just don't permit the power of God, the fire of God, the Spirit of God. They no longer believe in casting out devils. They don't believe in praying for the sick. They don't, in the name of Jesus, let me flip it. We are about to see a movement of holy fire in the church. Does anybody in Maui believe that we're about to see the fire of God inundate churches all across America, all across Asia, all across Europe, all of, if you believe it, shout like you know the fire of God. There's holy fire. Things are igniting. Things are igniting. A friend of mine from Europe, he's been WhatsApping me in the past few days. Something crazy is happening in the European continent where they are unleashing the fire of God. Signs and wonders. They've met in Paris. They expected a few hundred in Paris, France, the hub of secular totalitarianism. This is it. This is Rousseau. This is, you know, the Rights of Men, 1789. This is it. The Declaration of the Rights of Men, the self-absorbed, narcissistic, there is no God worldview. Right there, they expected hundreds to turn out. And right next to the Eiffel Tower, thousands started showing up. And go ahead, Google it. This just happened. They started showing up and showing up and showing up and showing up, and they couldn't stop. And they started showing up, and they started praying, and the fire of God descended. And there are testimonies of people from Paris who have never, ever encountered the reality of Christ, who were healed right there in Paris streets, set free from drugs. Anybody know we're about to see the glory of Jesus like we've never seen before? It's fire. The fire of God. The fire of God is a sanctifying fire. It's a purifying fire. The fire of God to the believer, it is not punitive. It is protective. Show me a church on fire, and I will show you a snake-free zone. Ah, y'all missed that. Show me a family on fire, and I will show you a snake-free zone. Show me a generation on fire, and I will show you a snake-free zone. Repeat after me. Raise your right hand. I have holy fire. Therefore, en el nombre de Jesús, my family is a snake-free zone. My church is a snake-free zone. My mind is a snake-free zone. My generation is a snake-free zone. No more serpents. If you believe it, shout like you actually believe it. Malta's promise, if you can't shake it off, Jesus will wash it off. But Paul shook the snake off into the fire, verse 5, and suffered no ill effects. Before you get to Rome, you must go through Malta. Before you turn the world upside down for Jesus, you must learn to shake things off in the name of Jesus. They all didn't get that part. Before you turn the world upside down, we all have to go through Malta to get to Rome. We got to learn how to shake things off. Rome is the fulfillment of your God-ordained assignment and purpose. Before we get to our Rome, on this side of eternity, Rome is about, not when, this is, you're the reason why you're, is your, But before you, you have to go through, So you're never going to over there unless you over here. But I don't want to over there, but you're never going to get unless you It's your ability to, that will enable you to. Are there any questions regarding the It sounds simplistic, but you're never going to get to Rome unless you learn to shake things off. Whatever the enemy's objective is, to distract you. He doesn't have the power to rob, kill, or destroy when you are covered with the blood filled with the Holy Spirit. But he will try. He will attempt, and he will convince you that he still can. So it's all, even moments that show up, they want to distract you. Look over here. And will you shake it off? Do you have the spiritual wherewithal and fortitude to shake things off? The power to shake things off. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. But Pastor Sam, you have no idea what they did to me. You have no idea the pain I've been through, what they said about me. You have to learn to shake things off. You'll get this by tomorrow morning. Hell doesn't come after you because you're black, white, yellow, or brown. Hell doesn't come after you because you're from the left or from the right, because you're charismatic or automatic. If you're born again, hell comes against you because you carry the glory. The reason the devil hates your guts is because you are on your way to Rome. In other words, the enemy does not attack you because of the foolish things you did in your past. He is attacking you because of the glorious things you're about to see in your future. He wants to overwhelm your now because you're about to occupy the next. It's important to know what Paul did not do. Paul did not talk to, he did not panic, he did not embrace a cynical view of the world like I referenced yesterday. He did not embrace or tolerate it, he shook it off. An anointing born out of adversity enables you to shake off everything hell sends your way. Luke 10:19, I have given you authority to walk over all snakes and scorpions. You will, this is the word of the Lord, this is totally outrageous. You will be able to destroy all the power of the enemy. Oh. You will be able to destroy some of the powers of the enemy. You will be able to destroy only the spiritual powers of the enemy. You will be able to destroy the majority of the powers of the enemy. You will be able to destroy all the power of the enemy, and nothing will. Does anybody here believe today that you have the power? Is there anyone here who believes that that promise is for you and your children and your children and your children's children?
Who are we? We are a church. We are a community of Christ followers. We are disciples and disciple makers. Who are we? We are societal architects, cultural reformers. We are atmosphere shifters and atmosphere creators. Who are we? We are worshipers in spirit and in truth. We are the light of the world. We are a city on a hill. We are a chosen generation and a royal priesthood. We are world changers and we are history makers. We are the answer to the problem of relativism and deconstructionism, of chaos and anarchy. Who are we? We are God's children. We are a Christ-centered, Bible-based, spirit-empowered, multi-ethnic, multi-generational community, passionate about the gospel of Christ. We're wired, but we're not weird. We are passionate. We're definitely not complacent. Who are we? We are New Season, fully committed in the name of Jesus to doing nothing less than changing the world.
We don't lean. We stand. How many here believe that you have anointing over all the power of the enemy and nothing will harm? Somebody shout like you believe it and praise. All means all. Oh, when God says he means all, he means all. If you went through what you... Listen, this even makes logical sense. Here's Paul. He's completely drenched. And I mean soaking wet. He just survived. He just went. Some brushwood. And he gets the brushwood. He puts it. The Bible says it held onto his hand. So it wasn't a wham bam, thank you, Sam. No pun intended. It held on. It fastened itself too. And again, one more version reads it bit and it held on. So it's like this, the snake is there. Imagine Paul's face. For a second, just imagine Paul's face. Hey, close up, the camera guy, this is the moment for the close up. Are you kidding me? Like the snake right there in his hand. Are you kidding me? I just survived that. I shouldn't even be here. If you would have attacked me a month ago, I may have reacted differently. But the fact that I've survived what I've survived. If I made it this far, it means there's not a devil in hell or a demon on earth. I'm preaching to 5 people in this place. If you made it this far, there's not a devil in hell or a demon on earth that will be able to stop you and your family from making it to your place of destiny. Look at your neighbor and tell him, if you made it this far, there's not a devil in hell or a demon on earth that will be able to stop you and your family from making it to your Rome. Somebody shout like you've made it this. How many made it this far? And if you made it this far, you're going all the way to Rome. How many have been through multiple shipwrecks and multiple snake bites, and yet you're still standing? I promise you, if you made it this far, you and your house will make it to your place of destiny. I'm going to say that one more time for the hearing impaired. If you've made it this far, you and your house will make it to your place of destiny. I'm going to do it one more time till you get it in your spirit. If you made it this far, you and your house and your children and your children's children's children will make it to your... Somebody shout, I'm on my way to Rome. I'm on my way to Rome. I'm on my way to Rome. Through it all, I grab the hold of the promise that if God be for us, who can be against us? This is Paul, same guy. Through it all, I discovered that nothing can separate me from the love of God. Oh, an anointing born out of adversity enables you to overcome everything hell sends your way. Don't let the enemy grab a hold of your mind, your thoughts, your dreams, your integrity. Shake it off. Pastor Sam, but you have no idea what I've been through. They try to break me. People did bad things to me. You will never experience your breakthrough while you are obsessed with the people that attempted to break you. Shake it off. Don't analyze it, shake it off. Don't tolerate it, don't negotiate with it, shake it off. Here's the word. The things that once poisoned and strangled your dream your faith, your integrity, and destiny in the name of Jesus by faith will never be able to harm you again. Musicians, are the musicians here? There you are. I thought you were a union break. I'm glad you're here. No problem with that. I'm a union. Go union. I mean, that's good, right? I'm just saying. Yeah, I didn't really mean it. I sense God. Let me prophesy here. You're under an anointing because you're on your way to Rome. You, in respect to the enemy and everything he attempts, your prayer will stop him. Indeed. Your praise will confuse him. Your peace will paralyze him. Your integrity will disarm him. And your resistance will make him flee. 2 Thessalonians 3:3, he is faithful to protect you from all harm and all evil. I want to land this doing this. Go ahead, reach out. If you haven't been through any sort of pushback, de minimis amount of spiritual warfare, if the enemy hasn't come after you or your family or your health or your finances or your purpose or your anointing, your integrity or anything, this message is definitely not for you. I would get on your app. Go to ESPN, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. If you're over 40 and TikTok, you're really weird. And the government is monitoring you. Especially the Chinese government. True story. Go ahead, go like this. Go like this. Grab a hold of whatever. We all have, there's constant attempts to stop us from getting to Rome. But we've survived some stuff. And that survival has brought forth an anointing that enables us to shake it off. So I'm going to land this by encouraging you in a minute to shake off whatever the enemy has sent your way. Not just for you, but against you and your family. Because I promise you, we're stepping into a season of fresh oil, holy fire, and new wine. We're about to conquer new territories. We're about to step into Rome. We're about to fill every aspect of our lives, all of our surroundings, with the glory of Christ. Our assignment is to fill the world with the glory of Jesus. We're about to become the greatest blessing to everyone we know. We're about to become the answer to someone else's prayers. So you, go ahead, take it out like this. And if what came against you was big, use both hands. If you're ready to shake off everything hell sent your way, if recently in the past few weeks and months and few years you've been under, just you felt that, you felt the enemy trying to stop you from fulfilling God's purpose in your life, and if it came against you and your family, just tell your neighbor, move, this is pretty big. Is anybody here ready to shake it off on this day? Everybody ready to shake it off? Go ahead, ready? Ready? When I count to three, go ahead, grab a hold. Here it is. You're going to shake it off because you are not where you are. You are not how you are. You are not what others did to you or what you did to yourself. You are who God says you are. You are what God says you are. It's not about where you are in life. It's about who you are in Christ. And when you know who you are in Christ, you will never be held back by where you are in life. Your identity in Christ will bring an end to your captivity in life. Ephesians 2:10, let's do it. Grab a hold of it. We're going to shake off personal vipers. We're going to shake off rejection. We're going to shake off closed doors. We're going to shake off negativity, failure, the past, complacency, apathy, unbelief, unforgiveness. Watch this. Today we're going to shake off a spirit of entitlement. Ouch. Corruption. Victimization mentality, easily offended behavior. You're not a victim. You're a child of God. You are more than a conqueror, created to roar like the lion of the tribe of Judah. Anybody ready to shake it off? Anybody ready to shake it off once and for all? All right, then let's do it. Ready? Are you ready? Anybody ready? Ready? All of you working with garden snakes, you can stay seated. Anyone ready to shake off some cobras and some rattlesnakes. Go ahead, stand with me. Did Paul talk to the snake? Yeah, that's why we're here. Did Paul have a conversation with the snake? Did Eve? Lesson learned. Never have a conversation with the forces that come against you. Never establish even a nominal relationship with what has come with the intention of harming you, robbing you, killing you, taking away your joy, your peace. Your job is never to converse, to accommodate, to tolerate, to engage. Your anointing is to shake it off. You shake it off. You grab a hold of it. Are you ready? You have any questions? Shook it off. And people expect them to. The people expected him to swell up.
I'm just reading it. And die.
They expected him to swell up. How about this? The option was swell up or die. I'm reading it. After waiting a long time. And seeing that nothing happened, they changed their minds. I'm going to prophesy to you, everything that expected you to swell up or die is about to change their minds. Somebody shout, surprise, surprise, surprise. Oh, I feel the Lord. Somebody shout.
This is Pastor Sam Rodriguez. What if I tell you, you and your family are stepping into a season of fresh oil, holy fire, and new wine. Listen carefully. If the enemy has been attacking your mind recently, there's a reason for that. If he's been attacking your health recently, there's a reason for that. If the enemy has been targeting your finances, your relationships, your calling, your purpose, your mantle, there's a reason for that. What if I tell you the very same areas the enemy has been attacking will be the very same areas that God is about to bless and use for his glory. The very areas recently under attack will experience, watch this, fresh oil, holy fire, and new wine, all biblically substantiated. The anointing is the Holy Spirit, 1 John 2:27. God's about to do something new in you, with you, for you, and through you for the glory of his name. David was anointed three different times. You're about to receive a new anointing that will enable you to slay the giants of your generation, to bring back the glory of God into every circumstance in your life, and to give him all of the glory. Fresh oil is coming your way. Fresh oil is coming your way. The oil for your lamp, the oil for your jars, the anointing to be able to show the world that Christ is everything in your life. But not just fresh oil, there's holy fire coming your way. Now you may say, Pastor Sam, I received the word about fresh oil, but I don't want God's fire. Yes, you do. God's fire, Matthew 3:11, Acts 2:3, Hebrews, that fire is not a punitive fire. It is a sanctifying fire. It is a purifying fire. It is a fire that prepares you, a fire that preserves you, and a fire that promotes you. You heard me correctly. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? God will save you from the fire, He will save you in the fire, and He will save you with the fire. That fire is coming your way. This is not a fire that will punish you. It will literally catapult you into the next season. It is a fire where God will remove from inside of you and from around you everything that will serve as a deterrent to the fulfillment of His purpose in your life. Somebody say, holy fire, holy fire. Listen to me carefully. Remember Acts 28? The Apostle Paul, a snake bit him, came out of the brushwood. When that snake hit the fire, it jumped out. And then Paul shook it off and put it back into the fire. I declare there's holy fire in your house, because holy fire means your house, your mind, your relationship going forward is a snake-free zone. Did you hear me? Because of God's holy fire, your mind, body, soul, and spirit, your children and your children's children, your family, your calling, your purpose, your ministry is nothing other than a snake-free zone. And then what else is coming your way? New wine. New wine is a new joy, a new infusion of God's shalom. Amos 9:13 says, I look up, wherever I see wine being poured down coming my way. The sower and the reaper taking over one another, blessings that I can't count. There is new wine coming your way. I wrote this book to capture this prophetic message for you and your family, all biblically substantiated for such a time as this. Fresh oil, holy fire, new wine. Receive this message. I want you to go right now online. Go on Amazon. Purchase this book today with its corresponding study guide. Fresh oil, holy fire, new wine. This prophetic mandate will shift your life forevermore. Fresh oil, holy fire, new wine. If this is what you believe God for you and your family, purchase this book today. Buy it right now. And let's do one thing together with fresh oil, with holy fire, with new wine. Let's go change the world.